Hello again, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. One of the most common things I hear in this current healthcare environment is that, you know, customers are always treating my product like it's a commodity. Well, you know what? That just might be your fault. Now, that's probably making some of you shake. What are you talking about? I mean, I go out to my customers, I spend time with them, I define my value proposition. Okay, your value proposition. Well, let's talk about that. And here's the first thing I want you to ask yourself. Does your value proposition sound like everybody else's value proposition? Now, this podcast is not going to be about the value proposition, but one particular part of it. When it comes to the value proposition, this is one thing that a lot of reps are doing. They tend to make the following statement. They'll say, you know what, Dr. So-and-so, we provide the best product, the best service, at the best price. That's their value proposition. So let me ask you this. If you're out there saying, well, we provide the best product and the best service at the best price, can any of your competitors say that? In fact, are any of your competitors saying that? Probably all of them. So here's the last question. If you're saying, we provide the best product and the best service at the best price, and your competitors are saying, we provide the best product and the best service at the best price, then how does that differentiate you from your competition? It doesn't, does it? See, something happened here in the world in the last 20 years. There's been this tremendous quality explosion. Think about it. If you, for example, bought, let's say, a big screen TV back in the 1990s like I did, it would usually break several times a year just as you're watching your favorite program or a once-in-a-lifetime program like the Super Bowl. It just happened. If you had a big screen TV, it was going to break. You expected it. Fast forward now, 20 years later. How often do TVs break? The answer is hardly ever. They don't break. The world has changed such that quality is a given. People assume quality. It's a baseline. If your product is built with quality, guess what? That is not a differentiator anymore. Quality is expected. Good service, you better give good service. If you're not giving good service, don't even waste my time, but don't tell me that that is one of the differentiators for your product. What differentiates your product? Generally, it's going to have to be something that your competition absolutely doesn't have and can't say. But even more importantly, even if you take two products and the two of them look the same, the differentiator is often you. The salesperson, how you present that product, what you say about it that allows the customer to have a very, very clear perception of what the true value proposition for your product is versus anything else that's out there. The value proposition is usually something that you create. So the next time a customer says to you that, well, you know, we're really looking for the best price because all these products are the same. If your customers think that your product is the same as the competition, guess whose fault it is? For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, I've enjoyed spending some time with you today. And remember, as you go forward in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. Talk to you soon.